from the gravy star. I'm walking through a spent intestine in the corpse of an ancient industrial giant. Through the old railway tunnel towards a tiny eye of light that waxes into a white star with each advancing step. Eye flash, floaters, crawling across my vision, and now I'm squinting into the brightness of the 21st century. A blinding hemisphere of light streaming through iron palings that bar the tunnel mouth. Razor wire curling round the bars like thorns. Yahoo, a formidable portcullis, glowering out into the silent gully. Only bush and tree out there now, no train rumble here for plenty years. Leaves gone dark green hang heavy out in the stillness of the cut. Drowsy from sap on account of the summer drouth. Windless out there too. Edgy, kind of. I bide inside the dark and watch clouds pass across the sun. Looks like trouble. The day holding its breath. Cowering from the threat of a storm like a dog waiting to be kicked. In the sky above, clouds draw together, then spew out a lightning bolt and let go with a blast of thunder, a forked tongue and a roar. Stillness. No rain. A heavy lump thuds, then another, then a steady beat on the parched embankment rises to a frenzied drum solo in leaves and pathways, and soon puddles. A great hissing, pissing deluge. Bastardo. Shopping expedition. No way, McNab. Out of the question.